Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We so far discussed two types of ona'ah, a pain that you could cause somebody. The ona'ah in business transactions, where you mischarge somebody, very different than the market value, or a situation of ona'ah dvarim, where you're painting somebody with your words. Here we'll talk about a third type of ona'ah, which is an unethical business practice, Mishnah says. In me'arevin perot beperot, if a person is selling produce, or he's selling grain, and he announces that he's selling grain from a certain field, he's not allowed to take other grain from a different field and mix it into the grain that he is marketing a different way. If you're saying that it's grain from a certain field, you have to actually sell the grain from that field. He can't add in grain from another field. Afilo hadashim b'hadashim, even if you marketed it as you're selling new grain from one field, you can't take new grain from another field, even though there's no difference in quality. Your word is your word, and you have to stick to it. You can't rationalize or justify mixing different grains in there, even if they're the same quality. Ve'en tzarich lomar hadashim bishanim, and obviously not allowed to mix new grain into old grain if you were promising people that you were going to sell them old grain. Old grain has advantages. It's more dried out, and therefore it's going to produce more flour. So obviously you can't do that. Be'emet, b'yayin hitiru le'adef kashe berach, mipeneh shehu mashbiho. Really, halachically, say the hachamim, when talking about wine, the hachamim did allow a person to mix a certain amount of stronger, sharp wine into a softer, more mellow wine, because the sharp wine, when it's being added in to the softer wine, improves the quality. So therefore, even if somebody marketed soft wine, mellow wine, not so sharp, the wine that he was marketing, it would be allowed for him to mix in a certain stronger, heavier wine into that, because that automatically is enhancing the flavor, enhancing the potency of that wine. And where you're automatically making it better, of course, you can give a person the better end of the deal. Whenever a person's selling wine, there is an expectation that there's going to be some sort of sediment, which is the particles of grape that settle at the bottom of the barrel of wine. So the person who's buying it understands that he may receive some sediment. Here the Mishnah is going to tell us, the halakha, if I sell a small amount of wine from the top of a barrel and there is no sediment in it. In me'arvin shimrei yayin b'yayin. Not allowed to sell wine sediment in the wine. When you take wine sediment from a different barrel and you're putting it into the clear wine of this barrel, because it's going to ruin the wine. You may rationalize and say, you know what? There's no sediment coming out of this barrel, and therefore, I'm losing out a little bit in terms of filling up the bottle. I usually fill it up with 97% wine, and 3% of sediment comes out, so I save that 3%. Here, it's coming out clear wine, 100% wine. Let me take some sediment from a different barrel and mix it in. The customer's not going to know the difference. He's not going to know how full the barrel was originally. And he's getting the same amount of wine that he usually gets. You're not allowed to do that, because that would ruin the wine. Aval noten lo et shemara, but you're allowed to give the buyer regular sediment from your own barrel from that actual wine. You're allowed to sell that to him. A little bit of sediment is expected. You're not allowed to dilute wine if it's being marketed as undiluted wine. That would just be theft. So here we'll talk about, what if a person already had wine that was diluted with water? Mishnit arev mayim beyeno. If somebody had water mixed into wine, loyim kerenu bahanut ela imken hodio. You're not allowed to sell it in store in small amounts to people unless you tell them straight out that there's water mixed into the wine. You cannot fool them. Milola tagar afal pishi hodio. You're not allowed to sell it to a wine salesman, even if you inform him that there is water mixed into it, she'eno ela l'ramotbo, because we are nervous, as the person who's handing over this wine to him, that he's going to take this wine that's already mixed in with water, and he's going to fool people. He's going to cheat his customers and tell them that it's pure wine without water in there, so we're not allowed to help him in that endeavor. But in a place where it's very customary to add water to the wine and then sell it, and therefore the customer should expect that already, the seller is allowed to add wine, because the understanding and the expectation of the buyer is that there's already going to be water in his wine.